Section 5.4, Ways to Avoid Driving Impaired. If you choose to drink alcohol, you need to consider the alternatives to driving under the influence. These responsible choices could be made with a little planning. Designated driver. Choose one person in your group to be the designated driver. This must be someone who will not even consume one drink, whom you trust to stand by their commitment not to consume any alcohol. If your designated driver does consume alcohol, use one of the other suggested choices to get home safely. Taxi, friend, family member. If you're drinking outside the home and you find yourself and/or your friends impaired, you may want to call a cab, family member, or a friend who has not been drinking to come pick you up. Nobody wants a loved one to be in an impaired state, but when they consider the alternatives, a friend or relative will gladly pick you up. Nobody who has been drinking should get behind the wheel. If you're drinking at a friend's home and the suggestion is made that you spend the night, accept the invitation. Sleep on the floor if you have to. Wherever you sleep, it will likely be more comfortable than a jail cell. Try limiting your drinks. Drink bottled water or juice in between. Spacing out your drinks will reduce your BAC. Also, stop drinking several hours before you need to drive. Remember, only time eliminates the effects of alcohol. Our recommendation is, do not drink and drive. See footnote number 6. Chapter 5 Footnotes. Footnote 1. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2007. Alcohol, pages 1, 2, 3, and 5. Footnote 2. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2007. Motorcycles, pages 5 and 6. Footnote 3. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2007. Pedestrians, page 4. Footnote 4. Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles Traffic Crash Statistics Report 2008, page 2. Footnote 5. PRIDE Instruction Manual. Footnote 6. Florida Driver's Handbook.